Dove. Okay, so let's begin.
Good morning, Dove.
Okay, so let's begin. So today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Dalet. So we're in the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achore de Rava. So Rav Nachman basically was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman. And Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. I'm relaying Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman basically the Rava. My coming by later Rav Chista. What was he unsure about? They needed to ask a question, a halacha from Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says that Elema, if you want to say Bidemalu Gavre Askinan, if we're talking about that there were enough people in order to make a mechitza for Nechemya from the place where he was standing until the tchum, right? You had enough people to fill that area. So then Hilchos Akram Gamliel, and he wants to know whether the Hilchos Akram Gamliel, that a person who goes up is shogeg, is he allowed to, since he went up is shogeg, right, then is he allowed to return in this mechitza of people? Can you return to your original tchum? Is that the question? Halachas like Rav Gamliel? Oh, ain't halachas like Rav Gamliel? Or maybe it's like Rav Yeshua and Rav Akiva who hold that you can't go in mechitzos that you weren't shoveis, you didn't stay in them at the onset of Shabbos, and therefore since this mechitza of people was not created, but before Shabbos, so it's not going to help. Maybe that's his question. Well, Dilma, Bidiloma Gavir Skin. Maybe we're talking about a case where there weren't enough people in order to make a mechitza from where he was standing until the tchum. Let's say he could only make the mechitza up until two amos before the tchum. Is a lacha like Rabbi Lazar who holds that if you leave the tchum and then now you're two amos near the tchum, you can enter it. So we're going to see that debate later on in Daf Nun Beis in the Mishnah, that if you go outside the Tchum, if you go, let's say, that the Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have up to two amos, that you can go back into it, and therefore you could even make a mechitza up until two amos close to the Tchum, and after that, you can enter the Tchum even without a mechitza. Oh, ain't alach Rabbi Eliezer. And it's not going to help making mechitza up until two amos close to the tchum because the chemi cannot enter between two amos and the tchum itself. So Rava says back to Rav Nachman B'Yis. So pshita b'delo malo gavri askin. We're obviously talking about a situation where there aren't enough people that can create a mechitza mamish until the tchum. The isok adaydach b'demalo gavri askinon. Because if you would think they were talking about a situation where there are enough people, Mighty Barley, what's the doubt? Hamar Rav, Halakha Rav Gamliel, Bedir Basar Sfina. The Rav already said, and Rav obviously is a dominant authority, and he says, Halakha is like Rav Gamliel when it comes to these animal pens, the stables, and the boat, that you can walk in the whole area that was surrounded by mechitzos, even if you were not there from Erev Shabbos. Elevade, but the low malu gavri askin. In other words, it seems like we hold that if you go out of the tchum bishogeg unintentionally, and you find yourself in an area where you're surrounded by mechitza, then you can walk cornerlio the whole area where the mechitza is. Elevade, but low malu gavri askin. But really, it must be a case where it's not filled with people that can reach the tchum only up to two amos near it. Would Rabbi Lezer come in barley? And we want to know is it like Rabbi Lezer or not? That if a person stands two amos near the tchum, can you enter into it even without a mechitza? Daike nami, we can infer also from Rav Nachman that he's talking about a case where there weren't enough people. De kamar le yikanes, because he's Rav Nachman Rav Chista that he made a nechemia. They made for nechemia mechitza, and he should enter. My yikanes. What does it mean? Yikanes. Lav below mechitza. I guess the language of yikanes. Doesn't that mean make a mechitza and then, like there's walk throughout the mechitza, this walk throughout the area that's surrounded by this mechitza, this partition, and then enter into the tchum below mechitza. The ikanes is the language of ikanes would infer when you're going from the mechitza until the tchum. So Eisvei Rav Nachman basically Rav. So now the Gemara is going to ask
because you have the two amos. The mechitza only went to the shy two amos.
Right, to the two amos. And then
you're allowed to enter into the through the two amos into the.
Yeah, right. Enter into right, or maybe it means enter from the area of the mechitza into the tchum without the mechitza. Yeah, I guess the same thing. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah.
But don't we have an extra dollar amos after the tchum?
Don't we have an extra dollar amos out to the tchum?
Why do I remember that there are another dollar amos after the tchum?
That's only if you started in the tchum. Here, guys, now he's not in the tchum.
Right. That might
no, he was in the tchum. He went out.
Yeah, but he lost that. And once he went out, he
right. No, you started dollar amos after the tchum. That's what I remember.
But that's only if you started off in the tchum. I think if you go outside, I think you get dollar amos.
So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so I think, Howie, I think also that I think you have four amos. So I'm wondering if, let's say you have a city, in other words, but David might be right. In other words, let's say you have your four amos. And then I think there's actually a machlokus about that. In other words, you have your four amos. Let's say in the middle of nowhere, you have your four amos if you're not Kona Shvisa. And then from there you have, let's say you have 2,000 amos. So it might be that the case might be that the tchum, let's say wherever the boundary is, maybe that includes the original four amos. Just saying, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like Howie, in other words, wherever we say the tchum is, so that could be it could be 2,000 amos from the center that you create on Shabbos, could be 2,000 from the city, from the border of the city. It could be that from the four amos plus 2,000. I think that's I believe that's a debate. But I guess we're talking about here where it's clearly outside the tchum, you know, wherever. You know, however we define what that is. Eisvei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rava, Nafal dofna shel sukkah. So let's say a wall of the sukkah falls on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Lo yamid ba adam behemah v'kelim. You can't put a person or an animal or kelim as a wall on Yom Tov or Shabbos. V'lo yizkov es hamita lifros aleh hasadin. You can't also stand up a bed when there's a breach in order to spread on it a sheet to make a wall. The fi she'ein osin oal arai betchila beyomtov. You can maintain from Rabbi Shabbos. You can't make a new mechitza. You can only be on Shabbos and Yomtov. You can only be mosif al ohara. You could only add to a mechitza, an existing mechitza, but you cannot create a new mechitza on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it's temporary. So if we see from here that you can't make mechitza on Shabbos. So if so, how could he allow Rav Chista on Shabbos to make a mechitza of people for Nehemiah? Amarlei atamart li mihav ani amanalach mihav. Okay, you're asking me for this price. I'm going to tell you from another price. Osa adam es chaver dofen tish yochav yishtav yishin. Person can use his friend as a wall for a sukkah to be machshirit, to make it valid, so you can eat or drink in it and sleep in it. And you can also straighten out the bed by the sides of the sukkah, and you can spread on it a sheet to make a mechitza for the sun. So it says here that you are allowed to make a mechitza because of the sun, so that to protect a corpse that could smell. Let's say there's a corpse outside, you don't want for the heat to make the root, you know, to make the corpse smell. So you can try to create some shade by a machitza. So kasha and adadi. So there's a contradiction between these brises. Lo kasha harabalaz harabalad. So the truth is, this is actually a machlokas tanaim. The brise that says that you cannot make an ohel, a temporary ohel on Shabbos, is like Rabbi Eliezer, and the brise that allows you to make an ohel, temporary ohel on Shabbos, sounds like the rabbanon did not. We have a Mishnah which in Pesach Shabbos. So let's say you have this like a window shutter. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Bisman Shekasher Betaloi Poking Bo Vimlav ain't poking bo. So you want Rabbi Lezer says that as long as the window shutter is tied in the wall and it's hanging in the air, suspended in the air, meaning it's tied with a short rope and it's not dragging on the ground. So you can close poking bow, you can close it on Shabbos. It's not considered like you're adding on the building. Since it's tied, it's like part of the building. Sort of like, you know, you have a window, you're opening the window, closing the window. So similar here. It's open, so it's true, it's not in the frame, shutter's not in the frame, but still, it's tied, so it's like opening and closing a window. If it's not tied or it's not suspended in the air, it's dragging on the ground, ain't poking, then you can't close it, because that's like binyan, it's similar to the malchah binyan building, because you're adding on to the, you're closing up the building. And even though this is temporary, so it's still forbidden on Shabbos. So that's binyan arai, right? It's ohel arai. The chamorim ben kach poking boat. Rabbi, the chamorim say in either situation, you are permitted to, even if the window shutter is completely detached, so you can close it up on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the assumption here is that that's the debate, whether you can make a temporary wall on Shabbos. So Gemara rejects that assumption that this is the nature of the debate. No. Rabbi Yochanan basically said that everyone agrees that you cannot make a new ohel on Shabbos, even if it's temporary. Lo nechleku ela la hosif. Their only debate is whether you can add the ohel to the ohel on Shabbos. So you're only, let's say, you're not building the wall now, but you're only adding to it. Rabbi Lezer Omer ein mosifim b'yom tov. He said you can't even add to the ohel on Yom Tov, ein tzelch lomar b'Shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. V'chomer mi mosifim b'Shabbos, ein tzelch lomar b'yom tov. V'chomer say you can add on an ohel even on Shabbos, and certainly you can do it on Yom Tov. So in other words, even the Chachamim hold that you cannot permit an ohel, a temporary ohel, initially on Shabbos, and therefore we're back to our question, because the case of the window shutter is that you're not building a new wall. There already was a wall, you're just adding to it. So that's mosifal ohel arai, and the Chachamim say it's permitted. So we're left back to our question. That we seem to say that there's a brisa which seems to say that you can use your friend as a wall for the sukkah to be machshirit. Elokasha ha kiramer ha kura Rabbi Huda. So this is actually a debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir is lenient and Rabbi Huda is strict. So they're going to reference another brisa where we have this debate. Ditanya. Asa libehema. Let's say that you make an animal that will serve as a dofen lasukkah. May use an animal as a wall for the sukkah. Meir posed b'chi Rehuda Machshir. So that's a debate. Meir said it's invalid, and the Gemara in Sukkah says the reason why Meir said it's invalid, he's going to afraid the animal is going to run away, and Rehuda says that it's kosher, it's good, it's valid. Meir the Kapasel Hasam. Meir who doesn't allow it, Amala Machitza. So obviously he's going to say it's not a machitza. Right, that you could, that the animal does not have a status of machitza. So hachashari. So here, when it comes to Shabbos, you could use it to lab midi kavod because you're not doing anything. Right, because you are. Rameyer who says that regarding a sukkah, it's not a machitza from a living creature, is not a machitza, but regarding Shabbos, he would say that you can put up this wall, you can use an animal as a wall, because since it's not really a machitza, you're not doing anything. So when he's strict by the sukkah, he's lenient here, because he's saying the animal is not considered a machitza. So when you put an animal, you know, for when using animals, a wall on Shabbos. So you're not really creating a wall. You're not doing anything. So therefore, it's therefore you're not making ohel on Shabbos. So that's the
why would you do it then?
Right. So
if it's not a kosher sukkah, what's the purpose of putting it for the animal?
Right. So maybe. Right. So I wonder if it's I'm not sure. Right. It helps the question of. It helps the question of the. It helps the question, right? I think the Gemara is going to discuss this. Actually, the Gemara is going to discuss this. It helps the question of like putting up an animal so that the sun doesn't smell them on the mace. But you're right. You know, if it does, so why are you doing it? So I think the Gemara is going to talk about this. Was it the third wall, the fourth wall? So we're going to discuss that. So Rabbi Yehuda to come out Shahasam, and Rabbi Yehuda who says that you can use an animal for a sukkah. Amal mechitzi, that's a valid mechitzi according to him. So he would not allow you to put this animal as a wall for the sukkah because you're creating a wall on Shabbos. So Gemara says v'tispara. So that's how you want to. That's how you want to resolve this question. This stira. Amar deshemat le'rameir behema. So you want to say the behema is not a valid mechitza, but on v'kelim mishemat le. Yeah, but. Fine, maybe an animal is not a valid mechitza.
Run away.
Right, because it might run away. But what about a person or kelim who said that he invalidates that? So then, he has a different question than what Dov asked. He said the following, that we had the brisa which says that you can use a person as a wall for a sukkah, put it up on Yom Tov, and also you can use a bed as a wall. So just because he says an animal is not good for a wall, but what about a person or a kli? The two, Rameir, another question, that even if you quote Rameir, that the animal is not good for the wall of the sukkah, so we have another question, Rameir. So Aliba Daman, so like whom does he hold? Whom does he hold that... The mayor who allows you to make an ol arai when it's on a mechitza shel mitzvah, like who does he hold? I aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. If he holds the Rabbi Eliezer, lo ziv nami yaser. So he obviously, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't even be mosif al ol arai. You can't even add to a temporary ohel. El aliba the Rabbanon. So if you want to say, like he holds like the Rabbanon, emar dami Rabbanon lahosif. So the Rabbanon say that you're allowed to be mosif, you're allowed to add, lechatchil mi amar, but... Do the Chachamim say that you can make a new ohel? So he doesn't ask, I guess he doesn't ask Dov's question, but that I think we're going to deal with it in the answer here. But he says Alahavaha Rabbanon, the two brisos really are like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold you're allowed to be mosif el arai, you're allowed to add to a temporary wall on Shabbos, but you can't make a new wall. And don't ask about the contradiction between the brisos regarding using kelim as a wall for the sukkah on Shabbos. Because they speak about a different scenario. Ha bedofen shlishis, ha bedofen revis. The brisa that says that you're not allowed to make a new mechitza by kelim, we're talking about with the third wall. Because right now where the sukkah has two walls, and it's not kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah. And now you want to make a third wall, so that you can't do. Because why? Because
you're building a sukkah.
You're building right. You're creating an ohel arai batchila b'Shabbos, a new ohel on Shabbos, and not literally a tent, but you're creating a new mechitza. You're creating something new that didn't exist before. Habedofen revis. The Braisa which says that you're allowed to make the wall for sukkah for kelim on Shabbos. It's talking about the fourth wall. So there already are three walls, and it's kosher for the sukkah, but you want to add a fourth wall. So there the Chachamim allow it, that since it's already kosher for the mitzvah, that's like Mosif al-Ohel Arai b'Shabbos. That's interesting, right? Because you would have said, oh, Mosif means, you know, if there are three walls, you put a new wall, oh, that's like a new, that's an Ohel Tchila. No, you say no, if it's a valid structure already, and you're just adding, you're putting a new wall, you know, just to make it more comfortable, for whatever reason, so then that's considered mosif al ohel arai, and that would be permitted on Shabbos. So I think that addresses, I think, Dov's question, right? So daikadami, So one can also infer the katani, not fall dofna. Because the Mishnah said that if the wall fell, so it means that it implies that the third wall fell. Right? And therefore, that's what it's, I guess he wants to say, that the implication is that it's wall. I mean, it's third wall that allows you to for the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore you cannot use kalim. Shma mina, so yes, you can prove this way from the braisa. Ella adam ha-adam kasha, but we're still left with the question regarding one braisa says that you can make a person as a mechitza, one braisa says you cannot make a person as a mechitza. So adam adam lo kasha, kaladas kan shalomidas. So the braisa which says that you cannot use a person as a mechitza is talking about where the person knows, who's staying there knows that he is a mechitza. So that's no good. And where he didn't know that they put him for mechitza, so that is permitted. So the question is, right, why is that? So the reason why it's ein derech binyan bekach. So it's not the way to make a wall by people. So since it's so, therefore, it's not a prohibition of asiyas ohel because ain derech binyan bekach, and therefore you can put a person even as a third wall of sukkah, but with kalim.
If the person knows that he's standing there for the purposes of a mechitza, then we'll say it's considered, you know, it'll be usher. But right. if he doesn't know, since normally you wouldn't use a person to make a wall, if the guy just happens to be standing, doesn't know why he's standing there, then he's not considered to be a mechitza. Whereas right. by kalim, which you don't have any, you know, it's no das consideration, plus kalim,
Right, that's the point.
Before
right.
the third wall would be us.
Right, kalim are derech binyan bekach. People would use kalim as a wall. People would not use people as a wall. So it's the combination of like what you said, combination of ein derech binyan bekach with a person and he doesn't know. But apparently, if he knows, so then somehow he takes on the status of mechitza. But the Gemara says our whole case was wad. But going back to our case, right? Our case was Rabbi Nechemiah, he walked out of the tchum, and they created a mechitza of people to get him back into the tchum. So obviously that was Ladaz. They knew that there was for this mechitza. No, Shalomi Das Hava. The case was they didn't know that they were called for the mechitza. It's like very hard to imagine, right? Like I want you to surround this person. You know, I don't know.
Make two lines.
Yeah. That's hard. Maybe it's sort of like, you know, when like a Gadol Bator comes, you know, like they do a circle around him. To like, you know, they sing Yomim Ma'im Melech. Maybe they did something like that. I don't know. So Rav Chista, Mihal Adas Hava. Yeah, but Rav Chista knew. So Rav Chista Shalom Min Amin Hava. Yeah, he wasn't one of the people who made the Mechitza. Okay. The Gemara now brings a story regarding Mechitza by people. Hanu B'nei Ganan, other people, I guess, part of a chuppah. They're building a chuppah. And... is that it? They were building the chuppah?
Wedding party.
The wedding party. They're b'nei chuppah. I'm sorry. Yeah, they were b'nei chuppah, not bani. Okay, so these people, they were members of the wedding party. So the a'ilu maya, so they brought water on Shabbos from Shusaram Tirsa Yachid b'mechitza shel b'nei adam. So with the mechitza people, and those people know that they were placed there for the mechitza. Nagdinu Shmuel, so Shmuel gave them malchus. Amar, he lashed them. Amar, im amru shalomi das, yomum ladas. Then, so the Chacham, he said, the Chacham who said it's permitted to make a Shalomi Das, will they say it's permitted even if they know? So obviously not. That's why he lashed them. Hanu Zike Dehavo Shajan Baristika Demachosa. So there was a story with these leather, jugs or flasks that belonged to Rava. And the Hava Shajin Barista the most right that they were thrown into the streets of Mechoza. That was Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you couldn't bring them back into Rishus Yachid. Vade da Asa Rava Mipirke, when Rava returned to his house from the drasha that he gave over in Shul, and the people were escorting him, Alinu Niale. So the servant of Rava took the flask and brought it to Rosh Hashanah inside this mechitza of people that were accompanying Rava. Right, that's that case. The Shabbos Achrise, boy Alinu, and the next Shabbos they wanted to do that again. Asalahu, he said, you can't do it. Dava like Ladas. No, because that's like Ladas, because they already know now the intent for Asa, you can't do it. First time when they were accompanying him, fine, but now they probably heard about what happened, so then it becomes Ladas. Levi Ailu Leitivna. So Levi, they would bring him straw from Shisom Shusa Yachid by Machitza people. Ziri Aspasa, they'd bring, I guess, what is this? This kind of, I don't know, some kind of grain also. Like, not good grain. Was it fodder? Okay. So
Animal food,
right. Oshimi Barchia Maya, they brought water through this one. Okay. Mishnah says, Mishi Yatsa, now we're talking about someone who goes out of Shabbos from Tchum Shabbos with the permission of the Chachamim. Let's say they went for a permitted purpose. Let's say they saw the new moon and they went outside the tchum for that reason. Or they went, let's say someone was dying and they went to save his life. So this is all permitted, obviously, for kuch nefesh. And they said that let's say the person was already saved or the basin was already mekadesh the chodesh. Yeshlo p'ayim amal koruach. So you can go 2,000 amos from where he is at this moment. So v'im haya b'socha tchum kilo yatsa. And if he was inside the tchum, when they informed him, it's as if he didn't go out at all. Gwar is going to explain what this means. Kol hayotzim lahatzil rashay chotzim l'koman. But if it's a situation where they're going for pikuach nefesh, then you can return to your place. Why? Because that if we don't allow you to do so, the next time you may not want to do it.
Right? That why Hatzola can go back.
Right. So that's a whole machlokes whether tchumim is a doraisa or a drabanan. Right. Now there's do we only allow this? That's like I think it's machlokes of Moshe Rav Shlomo Zalman. Whether it's only permitted in a situation where it's Drabanan. Everyone agrees that Drabanan you can go, but you can violate Drabanans. Question is, can you violate Doraisas? Okay, so the Gemara says, my ima, but that's the basis why Hatzal would go back, correct. My ima yabasocha tchum kilo lo yatsa. What's the intent of the Mishnah when it said that if a person is in the tchum, it's as if he didn't go out? So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, this is what it means to say. Im haya besoch tchum shelo. If the person is inside his tchum, kilo lo yatsa mitoch beis odavi, as if he didn't leave his house. Okay, and so what does that mean? So let's say, let's say that he traveled 1,000 amos from his house. So we view it as if he didn't leave his house at all. And now you can go 2,000 amos from his house in any direction. In other words, we don't say that you're konesh shvisa. That remember what shvisa? What do you mean to konesh shvisa? To basically acquire your place of rest, and that is your center point from which you can go 2,000 amos in any direction. So again, you were in your house, and then you travel, let's say 1,000 amos, and now you're still in the tchum. We don't say that your center point now becomes the 1,000 amos away from your house. The center point is still your house. Shita, isn't that obvious? Because since you didn't leave the tchum of your house, you're not kona shvisa in another place. So obviously it's as if you're in your house. Maybe since your intent was to go outside the tchum, then the chamim said that they establish a new makom shvisa wherever you are. Whenever you don't, whenever you stop, whenever you need to stop, whenever you don't need to go anymore, the mashbalah, no, that even though your intent was to go outside tchum, since you didn't, in actuality, you didn't leave the tchum, so you only have your shvisa, your center point is your house still. Rav Shimi Barchia Amar, so he has a different way of understanding the Mishnah. He says, Hachamar, this would mean to say, Ima yutchum mishnah selo chamim muvloim besocha tchum shelo. If the new tchum that the chamim gave him are swallowed up in the original tchum, as if he didn't leave his first tchum. Meaning what? the case is where you left your tchum, but we treat it as if you didn't leave your tchum so that you can return to your house. And the Mishnah is saying the following, that when it says if you are in your tchum, means if the new tchum is within 2,000 amos from the old tchum, so then you can return to your house. So what's the example? So let's say you left the city. You traveled from the city about 3,000 amos. Okay, so you're outside the tchum. So you traveled 3,000 amos outside your city, and then they told you that they don't need you anymore. So the chachamim, they gave. So now his shvisa is now in this center, which is 3,000 amos from the city. So now you're allowed to go 2,000 amos. And since if you were to go, so then what happens, right? You're 3,000 amos from the city, and then you realize, oh, I don't need to go anymore. That becomes your center. So now if you go 2,000 amos to the direction of your city, you're now within 2,000 amos of the city, and then it's as if you didn't leave the city, and you can go back to your house.
No, but isn't Rav Shimi explaining the original phrase, which was imaya betocha tchum kilu lo yotza?
Right. So what he's saying.
Right, so then it can't be 3,000.
Yes. No, he's saying like this. Again, he's saying that if the new tchum, if when you go 2,000 amos from the new tchum, it's within your original tchum, then you can go back home. So that means that.
Right. So then you can't say 3,000 amos. Yes, he can't have gone 3,000 amos. That's not in his original tchum.
No. It is. Because if you go, let's say you travel 3,000 amos west of the city, right? So your new tchum is 3,000, your center point is 3,000 amos west of the city. So now if you were to travel 2,000 amos, let's say back east, so then your new tchum would be inside the tchum of your original tchum. Okay, right? Now it's from the city you can go 2,000 amos west, and from your new tchum you can go 2,000 amos right east, and so you can travel to within your original tchum, and so he said that would be permitted. But my kamiflagi, what is the nature of their debate? Marsavar havlas tchumim milsahi. There is such concept of havlas tchumim that you can swallow them up, and that's good. That's the second opinion. That's Rav Shimon bar Chiya. But Marsavar Rava holds la milsahi that it's not good, and you can't, you know, it's not not a thing. You can't you can't say that, okay, you know, now you left your you know if the new tchum is within, you know, the old tchum, then they're swallowed up and you can go back to your house. It doesn't exist. That's not a concept. Amalei Abai L'Rabba. So Abai says to Rabba, V'at lo tishpa d'avlas tchum mil. So you don't hold that avlas tchum is significant. U'ma ilu shavas bimara. Well, let's say that the person was resting, you know, that he was in a cave. Shebesocha arvas alafim. That inside of it, there was 4,000 amos. The algaga, and on the roof of the cave, there's less than 4,000 amos. Let's say because the walls of the cave were like sloped. So lo nimsa mahalech eskula. Would you not say that you can walk the entire distance of the cave? Ve chutzala, and you could also go outside 2,000 amos in any direction. In other words, I guess in my Masechta Gemara, I have a picture. I assume in your articles you probably also have a picture. That the cave has two openings and two ends, one on the east, one on the west, and a person is kone shvisa inside the cave, so you can go the whole inside of the hollow area of the cave, right? 4,000, it's 4,000 amos, so you can go 2,000 amos in one direction, 2,000 amos in a different direction, and you can go out of the, you can go, you know, there are two openings, one on either end, and you can go out, and then you can go 2,000 amos once you leave the cave, in any direction. So what emerges is that you have, it's muvla, right? In other words, you have 2,000, you're going 2,000 amos inside the cave, you leave the cave, you can go another 2,000 amos. So that would be you're going sort of 4,000 hours because they're swallowed up one in the other. So we see here that apparently everyone holds with this concept of muvla. So the Gemara answers Amar Le. So Rabbi would respond back to Abai, Velo Shani Lach. Don't you make a distinction between Hecha the Shavas Ba'aver Machitzas Mibon Yom LaHecha the Lo Shavas Ba'aver Machitzas Mibon Yom? No, that's different. In the cave, I'll agree to you that since these two tchumim are actually swallowed up in each other, they're like one tchum. But that's only there because the person is resting in the avir machitzos while it was still daytime. In other words, they're swallowed up, and you were in that swallowed up area while you were in that area. You were in that area on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. So you acquired your center point you acquired Shvisa in the two openings of the cave together. But the Mishnah is a case where you left your tchum. You just left your tchum. So you were at the onset of Shabbos, you were not in the second tchum at all, and therefore you cannot acquire both tchumim at once. So rather, once you acquire a new Shvisa, you lose your original Shvisa. In this case with the cave, so apparently you are acquiring both, you know, tchums, because you are in both tchums at the onset of Shabbos, one underneath and one on top. So that's muvla as long as you're in both tchums at the onset of Shabbos. But if that's not the case, so then he would say we don't hold the concept of muvla. Okay?